Here in Des Moines, we made international news a couple weeks ago when a group of about six people put up a sign across the interstate, Trump equals Hitler. And somebody got so mad, a driver, a guy named Bradley Nall, he got so mad that he stopped his pickup truck on the bridge, came over and tore all the signs down, yelling, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Who's going to stop me? Who's going to stop me?" And he was swearing a bit. The protesters were swearing back. I would play you a clip from that scene, but it's got, I would basically be bleeping the whole thing. So, yeah, he even hit one of the protesters as she was trying to block the sign to protect it from being taken down by him. So, yeah, it's a pretty awful exchange. It's a video that has received, as of last week, over 500,000 views. I wouldn't be surprised if it's over a million by now. So I'm not excited that the protesters were, you know, swearing back at him, but I am glad that they called the police. He was charged with assault and fifth-degree criminal mischief. There was a detective assigned to the case, and the detective reported that the man wanted to he requested a meeting with the protesters because he wanted to apologize. Well, good for him, right? I'm glad to see that. So the person leading one of the leading protesters said, quote, "He wanted a face-to-face interaction to apologize in exchange for dropping the charges, but I'm just not interested." Now, I'm not sure whether it was in exchange for dropping the charges, but at any rate, you know, apologizing face-to-face, that's a good thing. You know, I mean, why not encourage that? Maybe something will come out of that. I don't know. So this guy actually started a GoFundMe page to pay for his legal expenses. I'm not sure what. I love the words. "Support for patriots standing up for Trump." And he calls himself just a regular working guy, which he very well might be. But again, I don't get why not meet with him? Why not meet with him? You know, why stoop to his level and call him, you know, just swear at him left and right? You know, I think we're not going to win the battle against authoritarianism with violence, whether it be verbal or physical or otherwise. It's going to take lessons from Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, all the other great nonviolent leaders in our history who have showed that you can actually accomplish a lot more through nonviolent action than you can with violence.